This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
Well, if I turn it
here, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, it is my distinct pleasure to host these guys. This is Lee Williams and Bob Keller. This is Think, Aim, Fire. Good afternoon, fellas.
How you doing? What's going on?
I just realized that I was supposed to be streaming this, and I just realized I'm not streaming it. So, hey, everything is situation normal, all blanked up.
Just as long as it doesn't have a picture of me. I got a face for radio.
Ah. Everybody that gets out here, this is the thing. And have you ever watched any British TV?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, they don't care how the actors in British TV don't care how they look. They don't care what size they are. They don't care if they got the right skin or the right hair or whatever. And, you know, based on that, I'm a star. So,
yes, I like it.
So why don't you guys go ahead and do your talking, and I'll work on putting together this stream while we're doing it. We'll stream a little bit of this.
Sounds good.
Take it away, Lee. What's up?
Tell me, I think it's important for the listeners to know how you set up your rifle, what your recommendations are for a carbine.
Well, it depends if you're doing night vision stuff, but if you don't have night vision, a great sight from a good company that's reliable. A good sling, and I would suggest having a white light on your gun. Then if you get in the night vision stuff, obviously you need a good laser on there.
Let's say for the purpose of the conversation that I don't have nods. So you're saying a sling, a good sight, and a white light.
Sling, good sight, good sight, and a white light.
There's about a billion other products you can hang on an AR. Why not them? Why just the three?
Everything is always shooter choice, and that is the easy answer, right? But me personally, it's funny. It's funny you asked that because I was actually looking at some pictures of someone asked for a picture of like early days of Iraq. And I was looking at pictures of my kit and looking at what I didn't know either. Like my first deployment overseas, I had a bunch of stuff I didn't need on my kit, and on my rifle I had a G money grip. Like which, you know, I don't even know what they call those things. We used to all call G money grips. The Fortis. The little grips you put on the rails, you know, to hold on to it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what those things are called, but I actually had one of those, and I think when I first went over there, that was the cool thing to do, and you don't really know any better, and after probably 6 months of that deployment, that was one of the first things that came off. It's like, it's not only a weight issue when you're actually doing this for real, but it's how much stuff is on your gun that can get snagged on things when you're operational. So that was probably my biggest reason why after that and the way, and it followed me all the way through the rest of my career was like, as slick as I can say, the better. And it's really right. just from the lightness of it and crap not getting snagged on stuff.
Well, as far as the lights go, I must have reviewed 25 of them by now. The only two that I haven't killed are Surefire and Streamline. Those two seem to be about the best in my humble opinion.
Right on. Yep. And I would agree with those two brands too. Not that I probably haven't tested as many as you did, but I like those two brands and it's just like everything that if you're asking me about stuff, I do rep products for different companies, but I really don't care what other companies think. I'm going to go with what I would actually use, right? And what I would actually use is stuff that is actually reliable equipment. That is the only thing that matters. Like, on the range, it doesn't matter if it's reliable, right? Because if it goes down, who cares? No one's shooting at you. But when it comes down to, like, real-life application, you need to go with a company that has reliable equipment.
And good warranties.
That always helps.
So what sling are you running? I think you're running the same thing I am, right? That Magpul?
Is that a joke, or have you been, we really haven't talked in a long time. Do you not know I have a sling out?
I do not, sir. I haven't been blessed with one to review. Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, I would have figured you'd have been the first one I said it to, so I overlooked that. So, my badly. Yeah, I have a signature sling out with Audi gear.
Oh, no kidding. And well, I must have missed the package in UPS.
With our hiatus of not doing the podcast and you moving and then moving back, we haven't really been able to get, you know, like face to face. So, and I really did. I thought I would have sent, I know you'd have been the first one I sent one to. So my bad on that. But yes, I do have a sling without a gear and I think it is quite nice. It is. You know how I am, Lee. I am all about basic stuff, keeping it simple, keeping it light.
Yeah,
the thing that we came up with it, and it did. It was probably the whole time that you were gone. It was a long process getting the right materials that we wanted to work with, and then like just all the stuff that went into it. It was an eye opener for me for how long the process takes, and that we actually have it done now. So I do have slings on my website. Audi Gear is selling them as well. Everything's kind of based off of climbing, like climbing gear, like climbing the webbing. All the components to it are based off of climbing stuff. So, and because I was on a climbing team, so I know how important that stuff is. And really, the sling is a 2-point sling that can be turned into a single point sling. I think everyone that knows me, including you, you know I like single point slings. But I also know that a lot of people like 2-point slings, so they can go both ways. The biggest deal with the sling is just how simple it is. Like when you get out of a package, if you reviewed a lot of other slings, some slings you get, you got to read a book on how to put them together, right? Like and how they work. And like they overcomplicate stuff, they overengineer stuff. So mine's very simple: 2-point sling, 3-point sling. And the adjuster strap, that was probably the biggest thing, not only on the webbing and keeping it really light. From what I found, from all the other slings I was using, which I liked the slings I was using, but like when you're making it tighter and loosen it up, depending on how the gun was on your body, to kind of bind up, it was hard to loosen it up or to cinch it down. So that was one thing.
Hold up right there. Hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. I was listening to the sling part. I was getting my shipping address ready to go. This is Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show
is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Bob, just on that sling thing, listen, I'll be sending you my shipping address soon.
Yeah. While we're on break, I already put the sling in the mail for Lee. So send me your address, brother.
Is it a 2-point sling?
Yeah, so it's two point sling that can go into a single point sling or vice versa. And like I was saying at the end, just to keep it short, I don't want to do a whole promotion on the sling, but. Like one of the biggest things was I didn't like how sling, you depending on how the gun was slung on your body, you couldn't make it looser or tighter. And so it was one of the biggest things. It kind of goes off the extender from climbing harness to going like an ascending harness for climbing. We're using that, and it doesn't matter how the gun is on your body, you can adjust that strap to make it tighter or looser, no matter how it is on your body. So that's probably one of the biggest things I liked about it.
Cool.
Anyway. One of the biggest things I wanted.
Sorry to slow your roll. We are streaming now on Facebook on Bill Frady currently.
Okay.
So I don't know that anybody's actually watching this at the moment, because I did not make any sort of announcement that, hey, I'm going to be streaming later. I didn't do any of that. So. We'll see what we get out of it. But, hey, I got a nice picture of you two guys looking at each other and, you know, with the regard like, hey, the beards are on you, right? So, I don't know what was being said.
I don't think I know which photo you got.
Yeah.
Well, we're gazing into each other's eyes.
Yeah, longingly.
I wasn't going to go there. I was not going to go there.
Don't go there, Bill.
Yeah, no kidding. I think it's important to know, you know, there's so many ways to set up a rifle, and I'm going to listen to everybody's got an opinion. I want Bob's opinion as opposed to somebody else, because he's used it in like 400 gunfights. So that's why I think it's important to get what Bob's saying. And also regarding slings, like you said earlier, man, I've seen some. I've tried to review some, and I don't think I'm smart enough to make them work. You're right, man. You got to read like a book to figure out how to use them.
Yeah, it's kind of like instruction, right? People come up with stuff just to come up with stuff, and it's the same thing with gear. Like a lot of people over engineer stuff, and it might be a cool end state, but it's so hard to get it there. Like you don't even want to bother, and especially when you're doing this for real, you want to keep everything simple. You want to keep everything easy when it comes to actual gun fighting. So, yeah, I agree. A lot of people have never experienced that. So they're going for that wow factor in the gear, because it can do so many things. But a lot of times that's not needed when you're doing it for real. So big takeaway for me, for all my experience and time overseas, And on target, is really keep it as easy and simple as possible. So,
okay. Tell me about magazines. I know the answer to this one. A lot of them out there. Which ones do you recommend?
Oh boy. I don't want to hate on anyone, and I'm not. Yeah, I'm just going off of what I like. So me personally, I do like the old H&K magazines, the heavy metal ones, and they are heavy, and you can definitely feel it. So it kind of goes against what I usually say, is like keep it simple, keep it light. With the magazines, though, I want something that's going to be reliable 100% of the time. And the H&Ks, from my experience, and that is all I use on target. And that's all I would use if I had to go into a gunfight right now. They are heavier. You can feel them when you put 5 or 6 magazines on your kit. You'll definitely feel the difference. But that's what I'd go with. If I didn't want to spend the money on an H&K, I know they came out with newer ones, so I like the older ones. Those are still very pricey. After that, I would go with a simple aluminum Vietnam style magazine. That would be my pick. Like if I didn't have an H&K, that'd be my next go to magazine. The other ones out there.
What's the new Merrick magazine loadout for you?
What is like my?
How many are you carrying? How many are you carrying?
this is a good one. You can't go off of what I say as a regular individual American right now, or an infantry guy overseas. My loadout, and no kidding, sometimes I had 2 magazines on my kit and 1 of my guns going on and off, which is unheard of. People are like, how? Why would you ever do that? The reason why we could do that, we were very fortunate to have a lot of support on target, and like the helicopters that we came in on infill, we would put speed bundles on those helicopters with extra ammo, extra grenades, and all that, everything else extra. So if something was going on, you were running low, you could literally just call the helicopter up, say, hey, I need you to drop the speed bundle at whatever location. And then we were plussed up again. So you can't go off of my typical loadout on target. I would say if you were a normal person, I don't even know if it applies to America, but like overseas, a regular infantry guy, probably 6 mags on your person.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, and I want to ask you about this because I'm putting together my stuff right now as we speak. The only thing, I do have a sling, but it's probably not as good as yours. But we'll talk about that later. But I want to bring that up in the next thing, and then before I hand it back over to my man Lee there about the questioning and everything. Lee, how do they find you when they're out there looking for the stuff that you do?
They can go to thegunwriter.substack.com or armedamericannews.org.
He's also the Second Amendment Foundation investigative reporter, which, as far as I'm concerned, you put John Stossel. I would love to see John Stossel actually learn from you because he really needs to learn, but, you know, whatever. He's a New York conservative. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The western United States is bracing for another day of extreme heat. Forecasters say millions of Americans across at least 9 states can expect roasting hot temperatures Wednesday, with possible daily records broken. Temperatures in some locations will be 30 degrees above normal. Applications to refinance and purchase a home are both dropping. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they each fell by 1% last week. The average rate for a 30-year mortgage was just below 6%. However, a top MBNA official noted a robust job market should help purchase applications eventually rise. Many Americans are not liking what they heard from President Biden during his primetime address last Thursday night.
President Joe Biden's speech last week isn't sitting well with many Americans. A Trafalgar Group.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think Aim Fire with Bob Keller, Lee Williams, and Mr. Keller. Right now, Lee's talking about how you set up your AR-15, how you're going to do that. And now, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be sling, light, and optic. Is that it? Those three items?
That's it. Unless you're getting in the right business stuff.
Which, how realistic is it for a civilian who doesn't have a friend in supply to get out there and have night vision stuff?
Well, nowadays it's actually really easy to get in the night vision. It's just how much do you want to spend?
Right.
It is out there. It's available, but it's pricey.
When I was asking you about mag carry, because here's the thing about a sustained firefight. I'm not going to be in one with a squad I'm not going to be in one with a logistic train behind me. I'm probably going to be in one as I'm trying to loot as much as I can out of the Walmart before I head back to the Hacienda.
I hope that's not what you're doing, Bill. You should be defending against that.
Well, I mean, I will be defending against that to a certain degree, but when I say looting, I mean, I'm going to go up there and load up whatever I can load up and try to trade whatever they will take in trade for it. But when I'm coming out of there, they're not going to be able to tell me or tell the difference between me and a looter unless, I have a receipt.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Yeah. So, and that's in the good event that there's no electromagnetic pulse and I can just drive my truck and just look around like, no, I'm just over there getting my prescriptions filled or something. So in that event, though, knowing that, I'm redesigning the Antifa welcome wagon bag. And what I've done to it is I've gone back to my Blue Force Gear, very lightweight chest rig. It'll hold 4 magazines. It'll hold 2 pistol magazines, and it holds a blowout kit, and it has a little pouch in there. So I'd be running with that. In the car, the Antifa welcome wagon bag will have a few rations and a little bit of water but it'll also have a reload for the,
right,
for the chest rig.
For your kit, yep.
And, I'm thinking that in my particular setup, what I'm probably going to be running with is 300 blackout. So, I'll be running a little short pistol configuration of that. And I just happen to have an Optica light and a sling on it. That's all I got.
And you'll have a new sling soon.
A new sling soon, yeah.
Speaking of a man, do you load 28 rounds, 29 rounds,
no,
or 30?
I don't have to, because I use the right mags.
Right. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm not sponsored by Magpul. You guys can say whatever you want to say about it.
I know there's certain companies out there that have mags that actually tell law enforcement officers and agency guys and civilians to load 30 and then strip 2. You know, so you can actually do a combat reload or plus up with a bolt forward. And that's one of the reasons why I like H&K or even the old school aluminum mags. I can still load 30 mags or 30 rounds up in that magazine and still be able to do a reload with that bolt forward. I am still checking to make sure that the magazine did get seated, but there's some magazines out there that it is very, depending on what magazine you're using and what gun you're using, it is very hard or almost impossible to seat a full magazine with the bolt cord, which I don't agree with. So that's my spiel on the magazines on that question.
Well,
so you, Bill, on like the four magazines on you, I think that is plenty for a civilian. I don't see, and you can never say this stuff will never happen, but if you know how to shoot and you're actually getting sight picture every time you're shooting and you have actually trained, you should never, ever have to go to 4 magazine, ever. Like that, I think we already said it in another episode. I've been in a ton of gunfights. I've been in a bunch of really, really cool ones that were multiple threats on target, a lot of stuff going on. Me personally, in my career on target, I've only done one speed reload. That means I've only gone dry once. And it's because I don't shoot unless I know what I'm shooting at. So, as long as you're not spraying and praying and you're actually doing the right thing, you should never need more. I would say you should never need more than 2 magazines unless you are in a situation way worse than I've ever seen in combat, which I can't see that ever happening in the U.S. unless all hell breaks loose. And, yeah.
Well, I mean, now, is that in the auspice of doing it in, as a small unit tactic, when all the stuff that you've done has been as a small unit tactic or two-man team or six-man team or whatever, where you guys could do the, and Lee and I were talking about this today, the Overwatch and all that other stuff, or I'm not thinking that if something happens here in a societal breakdown, that I'm going to be able to go, everybody that went through Fort Jackson in 1984, raise your hands.
Yeah, you're not going to have that, but I can't. It would have to be, if you know how to shoot, it would have to be a unbelievable situation that you're going through that mag. Because I actually have been in that situation, like, by myself, shooting. It was over five guys by myself with no one else, no support, no other guys behind me shooting these guys, and I still didn't go bolt lock in that situation. Wow. And it's one of those crazy things where I think most people that aren't trained enough, because in that situation, targets weren't standing still for me, right? They're moving around, they're looking for cover as well. And shooting moving targets is not easy. There is a lot of misses when you're shooting. It doesn't matter who you are. When guys are hauling at, or I can't even say that, hauling butt across the objective, it's not easy to shoot them. But if you have the discipline, like as that was happening, if I didn't have sight picture, as those guys were cruising across the objective, going to another supported position or a cover position, I'm still not pulling the trigger unless I actually see sight picture. Well, if I'm doing that, I'm not wasting rounds, right?
Right.
So well, even that situation.
Hang on right there, as we're coming up on the next break. Where do they find Where do they find your website, Bob? Where's your website?
GammaResolutions.com.
GammaResolutions.com. We'll be right back. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, this is Think, Aim, Fire. We're talking to Lee Williams and Bob Keller. I'm going to let you guys finish this up. This is the long segment. I'll be sitting over here. I'm going to have a sandwich.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Bob, that sling is money. I just looked at it at audigear.com. That is money. Here's the questions we got. Are you seeing many people wearing plate carriers in your classes, or has that fad faded?
No. Well, aliens, yes, but I think guys that show with plate carriers, which I'll always say, you know, wear it the whole time if you want to get used to it. Most of them, after they shot a couple hours, they put it away or they just know who I am. I mean, because it does suck to carry that thing the whole time, right? But I do know a lot of the guys that are coming to my classes do have plates. So, and that goes into, so does everyone else. When it comes to like accuracy, and I tell people all the time, like as a civilian saving the day in America right now, you ever get a situation where you have an active shooter situation and you're going to save the day, it's a really good chance it's going to be a headshot because of so many people buying head plates. Chest plates. So that's why, again, why I'm so big on the accuracy. If you're used to not missing a 3-inch dot, that's your norm, and then you gotta make a headshot because someone has a plate down, that's an easy shot, right? That should not be an easy or hard shot. So Not many people wear it on my classes. I think they just follow me and know how I run my classes. Everything can be slick. It's all about the shooting first. But yeah, I do know a lot of people have them.
Yeah, I don't wear mine. I've done Bob's drills with a couple of mags in my pocket. Okay, what is the most common kit? What do you see most in your classes?
I would say which I don't even know what the manufacturer or the brand is, but instead of just going off of like a good heavy leather belt or a good nylon belt, they're doing like the tactical belts, which I don't even know how to explain them. But
you mean the battle belts?
The battle belts. So they're not actually full-on kit, but they got the battle belt on. Nothing wrong with that at all, but are you going to have time to grab that thing and put it on when time comes? Me personally, when I shoot, not only in my classes, but as a self-defense guy now, I'm using a good thick leather belt that holds pouches and holds my holster. But nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with a big, sturdy battle belt.
Okay, what's the biggest problem, national problem, gun owners are facing today? I'll take that one.
That's 100% you, Lee.
ATF. That's it, ATF, because they've been weaponized by the White House, and you combine that with their rulemaking authority. I mean, they make their own laws. They can make what's in your safe a felony overnight. And lately we're seeing that they're doing a lot of unconstitutional and probably illegal knock and talks. There's videos out there of them trying to talk their way into homes, looking for multiple guns purchased at once or solvent traps or some type of aftermarket trigger. And they're also harassing the hell out of the gun dealers. Now, they're operating under Joe Biden's orders, but the biggest problem facing today is the ATF, in my humble opinion.
But your man, Alan Gottlieb, is going to slap them around based on that EPA ruling that came out of the Supreme Court. Because that will apply to them. Well, that will apply to the ATF.
Going to end their rulemaking authority is the goal. And, brothers, that will be huge. Right now, it's like playing football against a team that provided their own referees, you know. They're making the rules. Right. They can enforce whatever they want to do.
Yep.
And that's sad. Okay, you guys need to talk about Bob's knife. Is that still available? Is that still available?
Come on. No, it's not available. Geez, I do need to make more of those. I get on that all the time. I apologize for that. I'm trying to get everything else. I'm too busy doing anything else. So they're not available anymore. I hope in the future they will be. I'm sorry.
Well, there's one in my pocket right now that nobody can have. Bill, literally, we could do a whole segment on it. It's the only knife that I would carry right now. And it's not what you'd expect a tier one guy to...
I think that's what's cool about it.
You know what I have? I have the Army K-Bar rip-off knife that they used to sell in the clothing store. And my son, when he was venturing into his knife smith phase, he has sharpened that blade to like lightsaber level. I mean, it's the most dangerous object I own. It never comes out of the sheath because I'm afraid that I'm going to sneeze or something while it's in my hands. But it is rather big, though. I used to use that as a tent stake because no matter what I did.
Big.
Yeah. Yeah, now I just carry a folder by Scallywag.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all about the folders. If you've got a handgun and a rifle and you're ending up going stabby, I mean, stabby. Things have gone really wrong in your life.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is a hell of a knife.
You got time for one more question.
Okay, it's a quick one. What's the latest on UPS's shipping rules? Bob, you want to handle that one, or you want me to?
I have no clue. You know that. So go for
yeah.
it. I would like to know this too. So I'm a listener right now.
I know it's scary. I just got a shipping agreement today that they're a blank one that they're gonna make gun dealers sign, and it's just the strictest, craziest, wokest crap I've ever seen in my life. I should have a story up later tonight or tomorrow morning. The one takeaway, UPS has gone woke, my humble opinion. Find somebody else to ship your guns.
Wow.
FedEx is not that much better.
Yeah, it's death of a thousand cuts for us gun owners right now.
That's why coming in 2023, it will be Bill's Shipping Company. I will only be shipping guns. The lead time will be, like if I'm shipping across country, the lead time will be however long it takes to drive a Ford F-150 from South Carolina to the West Coast.
That's what we need to do, and that would be a great idea because it is ridiculous. I know all the rules, but you still go to like these places and ship stuff. And they're like, oh, what's in there? And like, it's totally legal to send the gun, and you send a gun. I've actually had people at the place that I went online and, you know, where I was supposed to ship it, and the lady actually said, I will not take this.
The answer, Bob, the answer, whenever they want to know what it is, you just simply look at them without batting an eyelash, straight face, go, these are machined parts.
Yes, I know. But I had gone online and read on, you know, like everything. You were able to do this, but it was one person that didn't like guns, and she literally would not let me shoot it.
Well, we're out of time.
Unreal.
We're out of time. We'll be doing this next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
Roger that. Coming up next, it's going to be Geek Out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.